When looking at endangered species, the encouraging recovery of the Florida panther is good news, as we never want to lose a species. But it does come with consequences, as those panthers are eating cattle. Dr. Jack Payne, Senior Vice President for Ag and Natural Resources at the University of Florida, knows it's one of those dang if you do, dang if you don't situations.
Prior to my arriving here, it was on its way out because the population was so low. We call it the hybrid vigor. The ability of the animal to reproduce itself was losing out fast because of lack of diversity in the genetics of the population. So our scientists in IFAS, you know, the wildlife faculty, the natural resources component of IFAS is a big part of IFAS, in working together with biologists at Florida Fish and Game went over to Texas and actually brought the same species, the Texas male panther, to subspecies just because it evolved in a different location, but the same species of animal, brought it over, introduced it into the Florida population, and those introduced genetics greatly improved the, what we call the hybrid vigor of the population, and it's been on an increase, which is good for an endangered species. It's still an endangered species, but it's a lot healthier because of that, but there's a consequence to it. There's not a lot of public land in Florida like we have out west, some of the western states where panther populations do quite well, and so panthers are large predators. They have to eat, and some of our latest studies by our wildlife faculty and grad students show that indeed they are taking some of our calves, and this is problematic because, in fact, if you look at cattle prices today, they're doing really well, and so when a rancher loses a few calves to a panther, it's a huge amount of money out of his or her pocketbook.
Dr. Payne says a lot of discussions have been held on this issue, and one thing they are looking at is possibly paying ranchers to provide habitat.
Compensating them for providing the diversity of habitat on their ranches so that panthers will have an adequate environment in order to thrive, and those payments then could possibly make up for any future loss in calves. So this is a discussion still going on, but I can say that there's a lot of interested folks at the table from both sides of the issue, and I think some good things will come out of it.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.